The chair of the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council, Warren Mundine, is meeting with the Prime Minister today and will be briefed about the funding decisions.
We're waiting for the briefing. We'd like to see that list out there for everyone to see so it's all transparent. As I said from day one, you know, when you're going on a reform agenda, there are going to be people who are going to be happy and there's going to be people who's not going to be happy. Our main focus is on getting the reforms in that are going to close the gap over the next few years.
And if there are decisions that you're not happy with, what sort of course of action can you take?
Well, that's a hypothetical. I'll get to that when we have a look at those conversations.
The Prime Minister's recent comments about taxpayers funding the lifestyle choices of some Indigenous people will also be on the agenda. Warren Mundine says he's still deeply disappointed and he'll be talking to Tony Abbott about getting the conversation about the viability of remote communities back on track.
Using the word lifestyle choices, drowned out what his message was in regard to how do we handle remote communities and looking at economic development, looking at community safety, looking at a wide range of issues. And that's why I'm particularly was frustrated and angry with the choice of words when we had a serious debate that we had to deal with.
That's Warren Mundine, the chairman of the Indigenous Advisory Council, speaking to Lindy Caron.